the Garda hotline in Donegal to report illegal gatherings during the COVID lockdown, or some have labelled it the rat line or the tout line. More strong political opinions on this now. Donegal independent councillor Frank McBrearty is on the line. He's got strong views on various aspects, indeed, of the Garda operations during COVID. But first, Councillor McBrearty, just to outline, are you supportive of this Garda COVID hotline in Donegal or not?
No, I'm totally against what the government established for the COVID period of time that we're in. And the reasons are there. I mean, there have been findings made in a tribunal of inquiry into the bad practices of policing in Ireland. And, I mean, we've learnt no lessons. I mean, but the public don't realise, the ordinary man and woman in the street don't realise that there could be a certain element of a police force that could mismanage or mishandle that type of hotline. And the examples are there that were made public in newspaper stories all over the country during the Morris Tribunal proceedings of how Garda informants were mismanaged, as far as I'm concerned, in a criminal way. Mm. And that's the dangers you have for ordinary members of the public.
You think those dangers are still there despite everything that was made public and all the high-profile inquiries and your own situation? You still see a linkage and a legacy there still?
Oh, I have no doubt. What do you call it? The problem is that we don't still have the proper accountability in policing in Ireland. And that is where the root of the problem lies. And I mean, anybody knows anything about policing and all these organisations out there that highlight this will tell you that there is no proper accountability for the likes of the issues concerning crime and security in this country in particular. And that's where informants are handled through crime and security section of our police force. And there is no proper checks and balances. There's no proper independent governance of crime and security. And what the people don't understand when the run of how these systems work, like the covert human intelligence source system, that has been changed in Ireland after the Morris Tribunal reports came in.
But you're not actually seriously suggesting, or are you, Councillor, that Gardaí may abuse this hotline system for whatever particular reasons, for their own advantages or whatever? You're not suggesting...
There is the possibility that you could have a rogue element of Gardaí that could manipulate that system. Because the system of informants have still not been properly scrutinised, even though that there were severe criticism in the Morris Tribunal of the handling of Garda informants. And that's where the root of the problem lies. You've got to have accountability. You've got to have checks and balances for these type of systems that are used by police forces. The system we now use in this country is the same system as used in the UK, but the UK have far stricter checks and balances than we do in Ireland.
You have a problem as well, have you not, of what you see as extra powers for the Gardaí during the COVID pandemic? And, I mean, in its starkest form, you have a difficulty with the frequency of checkpoints in border areas. Is that right?
Well, first of all, I don't have a problem with the Gardaí doing checkpoints, spot checkpoints in particular, for the COVID lockdown. But what I do have a problem is that that they have these massive checkpoints for weeks on end during the lockdown. People going into the work, in particular, I'm pointing to the dual carriageway in Letterkenny. From 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning, the Gardaí were stopping. People, and vast majority of people going in there were going into their work. And I was one of the people that had to take my daughter to work in Letterkenny every morning and pick her up every evening. And I was stopped going in and I was stopped going out. What I don't understand is why these checkpoints were taking place at times, peak times, when people were going to their work. Because as far as I'm concerned now, 99% of the people in this county have abided by the rules. And a small minority, a very small minority, have broken the rules. And I don't think that's fair on the people, the vast majority of people that have stuck to the rules. Like, for example, myself, I haven't been out the door because our meetings are all online. And I'm not the only person who hadn't been out of the door. The vast majority of people have stuck to the rules of what the government set down. And I think the fact that the Gardaí already have far too much power in this country already, I'm not in agreement to give them the Gardaí more powers in any form, because they have the power under the current laws to deal with any criminality that arises.
All right, and for those who will say, oh, here's Frank McBrearty, he has form with the Gardaí, he has always had issues for the Gardaí over many years, which are well publicised, and here you are giving them a kick again. How would you respond to that?
Well, people are going to say that about me anyway, because of the history that I have with Gardaí Síochána, but one thing people can't say about me is that I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I always have been, and I proved that in the Morris Tribunal, that I never ever did anything wrong. What people don't realise, what happened to me could happen to anybody. And what happened to me was a rogue element of Gardaí Síochána tried to deliberately set me up for something I didn't do. That could happen to anybody, because you've got to know how the Gardaí work. And there's a small element of Gardaí Síochána, in my opinion, would be an element within the force that would manipulate their powers to enhance their own reputations within the force. And that's my opinion.
Okay, so there's an old Latin phrase, who guards the guards themselves? That's essentially what you're asking this morning, Councillor.
If you look at recently, they've made changes now to the Guard Ombudsman. Well, if anybody knows anything about policing, that's not really a change. The Garda Ombudsman is not even totally independent to investigate it on its own. The vast majority of complaints by the Garda Ombudsman are actually conducted by Gardaí Síochána, so that's not independent. They wanted to have a proper mechanism that they would properly fund the Garda Ombudsman Commission to be totally independent, and they would set up the appropriate mechanisms to ensure the checks and balances are abided by the force itself. And that's not there. There is no independence.